There's been a flurry of news about birth control. Yesterday, the American Academy of Pediatrics said that doctors should write just-in-case prescriptions for the emergency morning-after pill for teenage girls under 17, even if those teens are not planning or not having sexual relations. Last week, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommended making regular birth control pills available over-the-counter without a prescription. Under current law, regular birth control pills are only available with a prescription. Emergency pills, often called morning after pills, are available over the counter, but teens under age 17 must have a prescription for those as well. Now, physician organizations are increasingly pushing for easier distribution of birth control. And in the case of the pediatrics group, which is suggesting those just-in-case prescriptions for the morning after pill for girls under 17, they say the U.S. continues to have high teenage birth rates, that adolescents are more likely to use emergency contraception if it's been prescribed in advance, and that studies show it does not lead kids to have sex if they haven't already. Arthur Kaplan is director of the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU Langone Medical Center. He joins us to take a look at the ethical questions that are raised here. Arthur, welcome as always.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And, you know, there's a history here with the emergency contraceptive, so let's just lay that out. In 2005, an FDA panel recommended a morning-after pill be available over-the-counter with no age limits, but the FDA under President Bush overruled that panel. Last December, the FDA reversed the Obama Health and Human Rights Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius overruled the FDA. That's why we have this under 17 prescription requirement. They felt that an across the board over the counter sale was not right. And her concern was that girls as young as 11 could get this prescription. Is that a fair concern?
It is a concern. I mean, obviously, in dealing with contraception, whether you're talking about regular birth control or emergency contraception, this day after pill, there are risks and there are health problems associated with any medication, and people need to be aware of those and monitor for signs of those. You also need instruction on how to take them, what to do if you miss a pill if it's birth control, or how soon after sex do you have to take the emergency contraception, or how long can you wait. And there are moral questions. Obviously, some people believe they want their daughters to be having discussions with parents, not with making decisions on their own about reproduction. So a lot of thorny reasons there that have led to some, shall we say, complex policy of the sort you've been
describing. Right. Well, this pediatricians group, the AAP, is suggesting that pediatricians talk about sex and contraception with all teens, boys and girls, but then also go further with this advanced prescription. I can see parents saying, well, wait a second. You know, won't that encourage kids to have relations? It almost, you know, it might seem to a young person like a ticket, you know, a free ticket.
Sure.
And also, it leaves a parent potentially out of the loop. If the child has this prescription and doesn't have to go to the parent to get the prescription, which they now have to do.
Right. Well, let's talk and focus here just on day after emergency contraception. In some instances, it's going to be difficult for that young girl to talk to her parents because she doesn't want to admit that something may have happened. And sadly, there are situations in which sex is coerced, sometimes by a family member or somebody that's known, and they don't want to get into all that. So I think having something available easily makes sense given the difficulty in communication. The AAP is absolutely right in saying talk with young women about sexuality and reproduction. Every doctor should be doing that. And I have to add, there's nothing going on here that prevents parents from doing it anyway. But
you mean parents having their own conversations?
Absolutely. Yeah. We should be doing it, but we don't do it. And, you know, you don't have to spend too much time at the water cooler to say, so when's the last time you had a conversation with your daughter about emergency contraception? I think you can empty the room out pretty fast on that one. So people don't do it.
Well,
there's nothing here taking place that says you can't or you shouldn't, but parents have to do it too.
Well, and just again to underscore, these morning after emergency pills we're talking about are not about preventing pregnancy. That's what birth control pills do. They don't, in other words, cause abortions. I'm sorry, let me re-speak that. These morning after emergency pills are about preventing pregnancy. They don't cause abortions if, as you say, they're used within 5 days of intercourse. So it's about it's a preventive measure. And we're reading that virtually every medical organization that studies this area is supporting making them available for sale to girls and women of all ages who might need it without these prescriptions, having to do with the fact that the teenage pregnancy rates in this country are higher than in other countries.
Right. In other countries, do a better job on sex ed than we do and do a better job on making contraception available than we do. I think it's also important to understand the risk factors with the day after pill are small. As you said, Robin, this prevents, if you will, a fertilized egg from implanting. So there's no abortion involved. It's not stopping something that started. It's preventing something from beginning. And that's morally a much more preferable situation. So there are those who are going to say, you know, you can't use this. It's somehow causing abortions and so forth, or there are high risks. I don't think it fits this particular medication. I do think ready availability is important. And let me add one other thing. We haven't even talked about this yet, but some of this is going to be available on the internet pretty soon. You know, we've got all kinds of medications up there now that you can buy. Anybody who is paying attention to what's going on, you have to realize you're going to be able to have your daughter show, go on the internet, get to some site and say, send me this medication. It's not like we have some kind of control, really, over the future access to this. We need more conversation, a little less construction of obstacles.
It feels as if this is a warning to parents that they should, as you said, they should be having these conversations. Just want to say that the morning after pill is sent to prevent, said to prevent ovulation. It doesn't stop the implantation of the fertilized egg. It stops any ovulation even before that. And that a 2010 study found that teens who had the morning after prescription were not more likely to have sex or less likely to use contraceptives. So you know, that seems to be what the research is showing, that this is not would not be seen by these kids as something that would promote sexual behavior.
Well, I wish young people, teenagers, had sex the way their parents envision or government officials or maybe economists wish they would, which is to sit down, make a rational calculus, the risks and benefits, the pros and cons, and then go out and do what they're going to do. That isn't how it works. We all vaguely can remember being a teenager. You get to a party, you have too much to drink, you decide Freddie is, you know, somebody you've always liked.
Okay, stop.
That's how it works.
Anyway, you're saying this is something that parents might want to look into because pediatricians are going to do it if you don't. Arthur Kaplan, Director of the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. By the way, harshly hit by Hurricane Sandy, so we wish you the best there. Arthur, thanks
Thank
as
you.
Always. Yeah, take care. Back in a minute, here and now.